We trying to behave ourselves on the story? Well, y'all know what we thinking right now.
I'm ready for the night. I got a little extra energy. I don't know what might come out of my mouth tonight.
I think it is. Tell them to go sit their bad asses down so we're grown folks in here talking.
TGIF.
Welcome to the Halloween episode of TGIF. Tonight's episode is playing homage to some of the most influential talk show hosts in history. And kicking off tonight's show is Geraldo Rivera, a.k.a. Claudia Jordan.
Hello.
Next, we have Funky Dineva as Oprah Winfrey.
You get a car! You get a car! You get a car!
And our special guest, co-host for the evening, is actor, producer, and author Christian Keys as... Christian Keys.
I'm a bigger, stronger... I'm a bigger, stronger Bruno Mars. I'm gonna leave the door open.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on, Gail? How are you, my love?
Claudia, your mustache is amazing.
I don't know how this is gonna work. What's up, everybody? Happy Friday, Christian. Thanks for being here, Oprah. Oprah, thank you so much for being here.
Geraldo, just fix your mustache on commercial break. You know, Maya Angelou once told me when these things happen, that we must listen to what the universe is telling us.
Yes.
And it's saying, put the mustache down. Let it go. Let it go. Profound.
Let it go.
Profound.
Let it be.
Girl, if you don't
put we're here with another fun episode of TGIF. Fill it in tonight. Again, it's Christian Keith. Thank you, Christian, for being here.
Of course.
I mean, you picked a hell of a show to be a part of tonight, so thank you so much.
Listen, now, be clear. Listen. What you doing? Where you at? Oh, you got plans? Don't say that. I'm a taller, stronger, less musically genius Bruno Mars.
Okay.
We'll work with it, you know.
We're going to work with it. So, you know, here on TJF, we are here to sip and, you know, break down all the hot topics. I don't know how this mustache is going to work out here.
Claudia, Maya Angelou is really telling me to tell you to just let it go until commercial break.
Should we take a break real quick?
No, you should go. But Maya says take the mustache off and fix it on commercial break.
Yeah, okay. Reglue it.
What's everybody sipping on tonight?
God.
You know, I'm rich and I'm Oprah, so I'm drinking wine, but I'm really lying and knowing that it's whiskey in my cup, but I have to be classy and tell y'all that it's wine, because y'all know Oprah, like, y'all know she drank and smoked.
The Don Julio Añejo is the flavor of the evening. I started without y'all, and I'm not sorry.
Okay, all right. Well, as you can see, we decided to pay homage to some of the most influential talk show hosts. And do I look like him?
You nailed it.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
His mustache was annoying at all times.
I don't know how y'all do this shit. All right, yo, let's get into some hot topics, okay? Mark Zuckerberg changed Facebook's name to Meta. Zuckerberg said the name change is meant to turn the platform into a dominant force in technology as opposed to a social media site. What are your thoughts on this new name behind the new meaning? You know, Facebook is trying to get away with a lot of the bad publicity they've been having for a long time. So what do y'all think about this? Christian, let's start with you.
I don't understand the need for a name change, but I also think that if it's mine and I want to change the name, I'm going to change the name. Kanye just changed his name legally to Ye. Like, his government name is Ye. So I think, yeah, brush it. Brush it or take, there it is. Tape that other side down because it's aggressive and caffeinated. But I think I don't hate the idea, but I'm not going to download a new app called Meta. I'm going to keep my Facebook app. Just saying.
Okay. All right. Q, what do you think about this?
You know, to Christian, I don't think that we'll have to download a new app. I think this has more to do with this SEC filings and stock stuff and things of that nature. But I would be less concerned about the name change and more concerned about the sentiment behind the name change. You know, when people start talking global world domination and encompassing the universe and stuff, you gotta kind of, you know, side item and be a little careful, because the average person is just thinking about getting their kids through college and making sure they're healthy, not world domination and taking over the world. And that's the part of this story that really scares me with these Zuckerbergs, especially considering that he and the Elon Musks of the world and the Jeff Bezos of the world have unlimited resources and unlimited crazy.
Period. That part.
Anybody else disappointed in Facebook because I thought they were more of an ally to the people, but then they turned out, because it started off as a college thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then it turned into this thing where it's influencing elections and so negative.
It's an ally to the money. They are an ally to the bread. That's all they truly care about. That's it. They will allow you to talk racial, disrespectful things if you're a white person. But if you type Black supporter or Black Lives Matter, or there's certain dialogue on Facebook where they won't let you put it in sometimes, and or they'll flag it. And I'm disappointed because I like the platform. I like to be able to connect with the fans and supporters and social media family. But come on, man. Come on. Come the hell on.
Agreed.
All right. Moving on. Actress Janet Hubbard recently shared her thoughts on the conspiracy surrounding the movie set shooting that involved Alec Baldwin. He retweeted, "Am I crazy? But my first thought was Baldwin was given this gun on purpose from someone to get back at him for his Trump impersonations. I have never seen prop guns sitting out on set ever. Then to photograph his pain and give it to the press. So very heartless, Trumpers." Q, what is your thoughts? What are your thoughts on Janet's tweets?
Sis, the people just let you back start working, okay? You don't have to play the social media commentary, antagonize, or stir stuff up role anymore. You don't have to be the unspoken auntie anymore. I like Dolly Parton's approach when it came to politics. She said, "I'm not here to talk politics. I'm an entertainer. I like my entertainers to be entertainers and my politicians to be politicians and my community activists to be community activists." Janet Hubert, while I may agree that there may be some foul play involved, I just don't want it coming from her because I don't want her to get blacklisted in Hollywood once again, just when we got her back working.
Christian?
And as somebody who's on set working with prop guns at all times, just wrapped a stalker movie where we had multiple prop weapons. We always check them. The first AD always checks them. They make an announcement. They gather us all around. They show us, you know, the barrel is empty, you know, this, that, and the other. I prefer that approach. I feel like from here on out, add the sound and the spark after. We're losing people. Black, white, woman, man, it doesn't matter. We're losing human beings. That's not okay. They apparently used that weapon from what I read when I was researching, they used it before and there was a fragment of a previously fired blank stuck in there. And if you put another cartridge in there and bang, and it's an eighth of a round or it's a hollow round, it'll make that fragment a projectile, and that fragment is now the bullet. And now people are looking into the Brandon Lee killing, you know, when he was killed on set in the same manner. So I feel bad for her family. These are not empty prayers or thoughts, but come on, man, we got to do better. If there's a way to do it safer, let's do it safer. Add it in post, make the sound and the spark in post.
And it's really weird that it was aimed at the victim and not another actor on the set. I don't know why that happened either, if he was playing around or what the deal was, but listen, and these days nothing is too far-fetched to not maybe possibly be true with what's happening.
And then based on the angle of where they were shooting, if the camera's here and let's say they're saying that the other actor is here, then you have to aim here at past the camera, and it's your line of sight. It's your sight line. So he might have been aiming because they told him to aim here. It's definitely not on him. I hate that, one, her family lost somebody amazing. Two, he has to carry this shit for the rest of his life. I feel bad for him as a human being. I love his work, but he's got to carry that forever.
That's right. All right, moving on. Big Frida's getting major backlash after saying she doesn't think Boosie is homophobic. Listen to what she told TMZ during an interview.
Boosie is homophobic. I think he just has a problem with Lil Nas. Boosie's new movie, My Struggle, has lots of gay folks in there.
Okay, okay.
He has a whole gay scene in jail where he has, you know, like a lot of the gay guys from Louisiana representing.
So Black Twitter immediately took to social media to express their concerns. One person tweeted, Caitlyn Jenner defending Dave Chappelle and Big Frieda defending Boosie was not on my 2021 bingo card. And another person tweeted, Big Frieda had some gin in the system. Frieda is a gay man and openly took up for a homophobic man and dressed it up by saying he just has problems with Lil Nas X. Boosie attacked all of us. Where have you been? Boosie also responded on Twitter, thanking Big Frieda for the support. Boosie wrote, those who think I hate gays are lost, hashtag sad. And I'm sorry if I misgendered. I wasn't sure. So no disrespect. What are y'all's thoughts on Big Frieda's comments?
Oprah?
Everybody doesn't have the range to be a part of every conversation. That's number one. Number two, you know, I am friendly and familiar with Frieda. We have each other's numbers in our phone. When she's in my city, we communicate, so on and so forth. I was slightly disappointed, you know what I'm saying? But we have to, she live in the same city with Boosie. New Orleans got them killers out there. Mama could have been worried about her safety. You know what I'm saying? There's a plethora of reasons. They're both New Orleans people. Maybe she's just standing 10 toes down with her New Orleans brothers. There's a lot of reasons why Frieda may have taken the approach that she's taken. I don't honestly believe that if you take Lil Boosie out and stick another body in and use the rhetoric that he uses, that Frieda would necessarily feel that way. So I was slightly disappointed, but you know, that's her opinion. And we now live in a world where everybody, you know, want to holler, that's my opinion and you can't take it from me. So that's her opinion and we can't take it from her.
Okay.
I'll say this, as an old school heterosexual man that grew up in this, you know, mid 70s, early 80s, I'm telling my age, I'm 46, I'm kicking 46's ass. I ain't sorry. Early on, it was taught that being gay was bad. And so that's what we were foolish enough to believe. In high school, in middle school, in elementary school, that was back when they would use all kind of derogatory terms to criticize, to label the gay community. I'm not okay with that. Live your life and do your thing and live your truth. Whatever that is, do that shit vangloriously. If it's 2021 and I was a gay man, I would rock my shit and I wouldn't care who had a problem with it. Fight me if you got an issue with it. At the same time, on the other side of that coin, I don't think it's okay to critique people for, if that's Lil Nas X, if that's his truth, let him live his thing. Let him do his thing. Let him be who the hell he is. That's not my business, the way he does things. If I don't rock with it, guess what? Keep scrolling. Scroll on past. You get to scroll. I get to scroll on if it's not something I connect to.
People do act like they can't scroll.
You can. It's amazing. You can do exercises and just scroll and practice scrolling. Oh, I like apples. They like oranges. I could just scroll past. I can just scroll past.
Christian, I'm sure that you still occupy straight male spaces where there are a lot of guys that don't, you know, support the gay community and whatnot. What's your take on Boosie being so preoccupied with the LGBTQ plus community?
I think he needs to mind his motherfucking business. I think that as a grown man, and I like some of his music. Some of it is on my workout playlist. But at the same time, I don't have a heaven to send you to when you leave here. It ain't my business who you love. It ain't my business who you date. I'm not concerned with that. How do you treat me as a human being? That indicates the way that I'm going to treat you. And I think he needs to mind his own business and Nas do what he's doing. That's his business. That ain't my business or yours or Geraldo Rivera's.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break and take care of some business. We'll be back with more TGIF special Halloween edition where we pay tribute to talk show host, even though I haven't been one for a long time. We'll be right back. More TGIF after this. Welcome back to TGIF. Okay, I couldn't take Geraldo Rivera anymore. The mustache was not cooperating. So now I'm Sally Jesse Raphael. That's what we're doing.
There it is.
Funky Dineva is, of course, Miss Oprah. And Christian Keys, are you Christian Keys or are you Bruno Mars? What you doing?
I'm a bigger, stronger Bruno Mars. Yeah. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Bruno, do you like older women? What you think about Sally? You leaving the door open for Sally?
I mean, it depends on Sally's qualifications and what she's capable of.
I mean, Sally, I'm great with a microphone now.
Yes. And I'm leaving the door.
Did y'all celebrate Halloween? Are y'all into Halloween? Do y'all dress up and really celebrate Halloween?
So I'm not going to lie to you. I really had an attitude about this assignment because I'm not really a Halloween person. Like, not since I've been at Florida State running around campus drunk with the rest of the college kids. But, you know, I'm having a little fun, and the little stiffness in this hairdo, baby, is sending me. Like, you know, I'm just feeling real fishy tonight, honey. I like it.
Yeah. Christian, do you dress up for Halloween?
I used to when I used to take my son out. He's 18 now, and he's like, Dad, I don't think I'm going to be dressing up. And I'm like, well, I don't think I'm either. So, and I got the assignment last night. So I was happy that y'all invited me, but I didn't have time to go get a real costume. But I figured a Versace robe and my naked chest, I'm Bruno Mars. I'm naked under here. So I feel like I understood the assignment.
You came to work with just a robe on.
Yes. I'm committed to excellence. I'm committed to excellence.
Cue black people.
Elderly black people.
That.
Easy. Wait. Who's elderly?
You.
Watch your tone.
Let's get back into the mess. Check out this tea. Word on the street is that Drake has an employee on staff who scouts one-night stands for him. The rumor started circulating on TikTok days ago when a user who goes by the name Eileen Gardner made the shocking or not so shocking claim. Are you surprised that Drake has a wrangler like this?
No, that's how it's supposed to go. What Drake supposed to do? Walk up in the club and be like, hey girl, I want a hunch. I'm in room 303. Like, hunch? That's how it, yeah.
Wait. Hunch?
Yes. I'm from Miami, Florida, baby.
Where are you from?
Miami.
That is a country ass term.
It is. Like, nobody up there hunching. Like, no, like that's what you're supposed to do, because if not, the only other alternative is for his text messages to random girls to be exposed via the Shade Room or Fox. So you're supposed to have a buffer in between your crimes and the crime scene. I mean, that is smart on his part, and trust and believe. Them heifers don't mind being wrangled. Long as he ain't drugging them and stealing their tootsie cat, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
I have a hunch that hunch is a country ass term. and the other thing is this. It just came out that, what's my man's name? Jack Harlow, I believe, that he makes women sign NDAs. The same reason that certain parties that you attend, they have you put your phone in a bowl because you might have Tom Cruise over here. You might have the actual Oprah over there. Like, you're not allowed to record certain things, and you have to protect whatever you're doing. If there's two consensual grown ass human beings being naughty and misbehaving or hunching, as Oprah said, that's their business. But Drake can't afford to be in the club shooting shots and getting blocked or, you know, missing or airballing. That'd be all bad. So I could understand. I'll never know what that's like. I'm too old for that shit. So I want to just be a nasty old man with my nasty old lady when I get married and if I get married, but hopefully I do. But yeah. And just be hunching all the time.
Christian, you're here with a lot of women wanting you. You're a little sex symbol out here in these streets. So do you?
Yeah, but I don't got nobody in the club. We've hosted Sally Jesse Raphael. We've hosted events together. And I don't have anybody in there like, you know, hey, what's good? You know, Christian wants the hunch. I don't need that. I don't want that. I don't want that many sky miles on my equipment.
Really?
It's scary out here. So you got to be careful where you know, and then soul ties. And that's a whole nother show. But yeah, you got to be careful who you hunch with. But I guess if you have to have a hunch coordinator, then you got to coordinate your hunches.
So okay. basically what I'm hearing is you take your shirt off on the stage at the Tyler Perry plays, and then you go out in the audience during the meet and greets and set your own appointments. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, thankfully, the Tyler Perry plays were 15 years ago. So at this point, I am blessed to be executive producing things. And if I want somebody, then I'm going to go to her and say, hey, I think you're attractive. I like you. Can we exchange information and spend some time? I'm a grown ass man with chest hair and shit. So, yeah, that's how we're going to handle that.
Gotcha. Well, speaking of functional working relationships, on an episode of Red Table Talk, Jada Pinkett Smith opened up to Gwyneth Paltrow about the challenges of maintaining a healthy sex life in a marriage. Jada said, the thing Will and I talk about a lot is the journey. We started in this at a very young age, you know, 22 years old. That's why the accountability part really hit for me, because I think you expect your partner to know what you need, especially when it comes to sex. She continued with, it's uncomfortable, but it's deeply healthy. And I think it's around sex because it's something that we don't talk about much. And there's so much fantasy around it. Now, after her interview went viral and people had a lot to say about her comments, Jada posted this tweet and told her fans that she's never had an issue in the bedroom with Will. What are your thoughts on Jada and Will going viral again for something Oprah. That Jada has said about her marriage?
Come on, Oprah. We got two issues here, right? This and Claudia, you've been a victim of this week. We have got to somehow figure out a way to dismantle the media being incentivized for clicks. Because the headlines on this implied something completely different than what this woman conveyed. That's number one. But we live in a world now where the media is fighting for revenue dollars, what's left of it. And the quickest way to do that is to put some damaging headline to get people to click in view. That's number one. Number two, Jada need to blow that damn table up, or she need to repaint it or resurface it or restain it or something, because I'm getting sick and tired of her sitting up here embarrassing not only this man, but her children, her mammy, and her marriage. Rather, her intentions were to do that or not, it is just too much. And I, you know, we're only human. You cannot tell me, despite the fact that Will supports everything that his wife does, that he is not sick and tired of this mess in the press day in and day out. And I don't care if it's true, false, or somewhere in the middle, after people keep drilling the same narrative time after time after time after time. Not only is the public gonna begin to believe it, but it's gonna come a certain point where Will gonna be about to believe, damn, she really do want to resurrect Pac from the dead and hunch him. Like, Will keeps getting on the receiving end of the negativity from the press. And it's just, girl, paint the damn table black and bury that bitch, okay?
Did y'all see the meme going around the internet that had Will Smith and Jada photoshopped as Derek Jackson and his wife, and they had Jada as the big muscular husband and Will looking like the sad wife with the bonnet on her head? Did y'all see that?
I didn't see that. I wish we had it to put up. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it. I'll say this. I agree with Oprah. One, the marriage bed is undefiled, but it's also not the world's business. And the quickest way to ruin your marriage and your connection with your soulmate, your soul person, your lifetime partner, whatever the hell you call them, your helpmeet, is to be broadcasting your stuff in the street. I watched the interview when I heard we were going to talk about it. And I was disappointed because, again, the headline made it seem like it was something altogether different. It wasn't that. But there were some things that I disagreed with Jada and Gwyneth Paltrow in the interview. Your mate isn't supposed to be able to read your damn mind. Mm-hmm. That's not my job. My job is to be present in the moment. And if it's something else that you need, honey bunny, then you can go ahead and communicate that with me. So your habits and your the things that turn you on and the things that keep you dripping, then, you know, those things usually I'm going to know as a man if you're my person, but I'm also not telepathic. I am a human being. This is a dance that we do. It's salsa in this bitch. And there's a rhythm and a flow, and it's a give and a take. And I think it's a lot of, I think one, Will is gonna get frustrated, like you said, about all this information being put out unnecessarily and just being volunteered. That's not cool. I'm not a fan of that. Two, I think privacy, you can work on it, bulletproof something at home, as opposed to tell the world about it. But three, it's no man or woman's job to be the perfect sex partner or the perfect mate. Communicate your shit.
That's right.
Talk your shit.
I feel like Will is such a huge star. And I always think about how he must feel about this. He's constantly having his business put out there by his wife. And yeah, they are asking the questions or she's having these conversations. But I can't imagine that being a comfortable thing for someone that is, has reached such a high status of superstardom. Like, it's not normal. We don't really see other couples that are celebrity couples like this that are at that level of fame. You know, yeah. Hearing so many details about entanglements and there's,
you know. We just forgave her for the entanglement. We just forgave you for the entanglement. Now you gonna throw him underneath the bus station, the whole bus station.
And like I said, I don't think it was her intention, but it just keeps getting all convoluted. I think it's time that Jada moved to more of a moderator position and let the guests tell their business. But
thank you.
Lay off on your family and your marriage for a while. Because let me tell you something. Y'all think you think you can withstand something until you can't withstand it no more. And people do have breaking points. And listen, Patti LaBelle divorced her husband after 40-something doggone years. So, you know, let's not act like geriatric divorces are not possible.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's good for the brand. I don't think it's good for the brand. I think use it in the beginning of Red Table Talk to get the views up. Your views are already up. You don't need to do this anymore. You can get any guests you want. People go on your show and your views are off and the chain.
That's the sad part, Claudia. Normally when you have a show, it's your guests that come on and give something that makes the headlines. How is the host making more headlines than the doggone guest?
Speaking of that, let me just address one thing real quick because I see people in the comments talking about why Al's on here. Al is in Los Angeles. And Christian is filling in for him tonight. So it's not some big conspiracy. So relax, y'all. I'm not ignoring y'all, but there's a lot of moving parts. We have a new person here tonight. And I was trying to keep my mustache on. I was Geraldo. Now I'm Sally Jesse Raphael. I got makeup on my collar. I look a hot ass mess. Christian talking about he naked underneath the robe. There's a lot going on. We got Oprah here. It's a lot going on, y'all. Relax. This is TJF. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And we'll be back getting in everybody else's business and we'll be taking some comments. So go ahead and put your questions in the chat and we'll be right back.
Just in the nick of time.
I don't have an explanation for this. I just feel like the Geraldo thing didn't go as I thought. So I'm just going to just put something. I'm Beethoven now. I don't know what I am.
Figaro.
I'm done. I don't know what I am. No,
baby, you Ellen, after them producers got a hold of her ass and had her going crazy.
You're Ellen DeGenerate.
After they all snitched on her ass for workplace toxicity.
I'm Ellen DeGenerate.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, we're back with TGIF. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, Lord. What would Maya Angelou and Iyanla LaVanzant do right now?
Okay, focus.
Hey, y'all. Let's get into the show. We got some comments to read. They said, M. Brown says these costumes are given last minute options. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. I look drunk. Claudia looks like Rosa Parks. Funky is giving me Annalise Keating, Viola Davis character from How to Get Away with Murder.
I'll take it. I'll take Annalise Keating.
That's it. That's all I got right now.
Okay.
Christian, thanks for sitting in with us. You are filling in for Al Reynolds tonight. And that's that. All right, y'all. There are reports that Scott Disick is still trying to come to terms with Kourtney Kardashian's engagement to Travis Barker. And people are saying he's trying to do things to get under her skin. Disick was recently spotted with Elizabeth Grace Lindley, but a source told Entertainment Tonight that it's not that serious and it's just an ploy to get a reaction from Kourtney. What do you think about this story and what's the pettiest thing you've ever done to get back at an ex? Q, let's start with you.
Well, first of all, I hope the live read that we do after this story like makes all of this go away, whatever product is going to be. But I think Scott needs to just go away. With his jealousy. Like I read the article coming up into this story and it feels more like Scott is just pissed off that he don't have nobody more so than it is him and Kourtney being together. I think he's fine with them not being together. He's been gotten over that and he was cool when he was over there messing with Lisa Rinna daughter and Mary daughter and Susie daughter and everybody else daughter. But now that she's gotten somebody after he's been in the press with multiple women, now all of a sudden he's got all types of issues. So please tell me that whatever we're giving away on the live read is something that's going to help crazy folks.
All right, y'all. Well, let me just go ahead and get this live read out the way and then fix this wig because it's a hot ass mess. All right. So as the year is coming to an end, another holiday season is upon us. And for many of us, that means travel and family. Now, tis the season to be jolly, but sometimes it just doesn't feel that way. And that's okay. Ease some of these burdens the holiday can bring with Talkspace Online Therapy. Talkspace is getting ready to help you start feeling better with a single message. You can set goals with your Talkspace therapist and develop techniques to cope in difficult times. And Talkspace offers individual therapy, couples therapy, and medication prescription services. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform, and there are thousands of licensed therapists available for you to match with across dozens of specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. Now, Talkspace works around your schedule, at your convenience, with live video sessions and unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist. Now, if you need a little support to help you through the end of the year, or you want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off with your first month with the promo code T. That's $100 off when you use code T at the Talkspace.com site. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more TGIF. Welcome back to TJF. I feel like I got to explain. I was Geraldo. We're supposed to be honoring talk show hosts tonight. And I was Geraldo and the mustache would not stick on. So I took it off and then I'm Island, I guess. I don't know. I know I'm not slaying tonight. Okay. I already know. Y'all don't have to let me. I know. I know this is my worst Halloween costume ever in my life. And I'm sorry. I'll make it up to y'all next year. I don't know what else to do. I'm Beethoven. I'm Ellen. Whatever you want me to be. All right.
I love it.
And we have Funky Dineva as Miss Oprah Winfrey. And Christian Keys is as Christian Keys, pretty much. And y'all
us rich, black, classy women, honey. Our stuff stay together. It ain't moving. Okay. It ain't going nowhere. Okay. This is sophistication and the hope and the dream of the slaves over here, baby.
All right, y'all, let's get into the story. According to the Hollywood Reporter, Ice Cube has reportedly dropped out of the upcoming film, Oh Hell No, co-starring Jack Black, because he does not want to get vaccinated. And he was set to be paid $9 million for the role that was scheduled to begin shooting this winter. Christian, you're an actor and producer. Do you think that Ice Cube made the right decision?
He's got to do what's right for him. I'm double vaccinated, so you can throw rocks and Timberlands at me all shoot long for $9 million. Ain't no way I'm not pulling up for that. I got my vaccine because I thought that was best for me. He's got to do, him and Kyrie, they got to do what's best for them. Ain't no way I'm walking away from that kind of, that's wealth. That's, you know, but you got to do what you believe in. So I'm on both sides of the coins. I understand his decision, but I'm available for Oh Hell No with Jack Black. Call him up. Hit me.
Now we done became the damn casting couch.
Now we Christian's agents now. We done here. That's what we doing, right?
Y'all get a percentage. Chill out. If I book it, chill out.
Okay. Cute.
You know, piggybacking off my last comment, being the hope and the dream of the slave, which is one of Maya Angelou's famous lines from Still I Rise. The ability to turn down $9 million is the hope and the dream of the slave for a black man. I mean, I'm at a point now where I don't really care to delve into first world problems, and being able to turn down $9 million is definitely a first world problem. But if we got to look at the silver lining in this, we've got a black man that's in a financial position that he's able to stand on his values and his morals, whatever they may be, and turn down $9 million. Because I'm going to tell you something, $9 million will compromise the hell out of me, okay? It would compromise the hell. I would go against everything I know, stand for, and believe in for $9 million.
Well, you've seen a lot of people that are showing what they do stand for, with Kyrie Irving as well as Ice Cube. They're really serious about this and they're serious about their stance, because, you know, we can't fathom that kind of money that we turn down for a vaccine, you know, for the majority. But they can afford to turn this down, and they can afford to stand on principle on this, because they're extremely wealthy. Mm-hmm. I think it's sad that I feel like the last administration has caused so much anxiety and so much distrust, where everybody thinks everything is a conspiracy theory and we can't even trust doctors anymore. The average person on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube thinks they know more than scientists. They think that there's this huge, and it's at a point where we're trashing scientists that are trying to do their job. I personally believe in science. And I'm not, listen, I haven't been vaccinated yet either myself. And we have this conversation a lot, but it's unfortunate that we're at a place where the people have been led to believe that they can't even trust experts anymore. Mm-hmm. And now the people think they're experts.
Mm-hmm. And they went to the University of Instagram is basically what they did. Mm-hmm. And for real quick example, I got vaccinated. I didn't make my son do it. I asked him his choice and I allowed him to make his choice. So I did what I thought was best for me, but also at 18, almost 19 years old, I let my son do what was best for him. He did his research. He's making his mind up. I don't give him any pressure. We should be able to make our own decision.
I also find it funny. I cussed
my sister out. She's a single mother. I help her financially. And I told her, if your ass was to die, who the hell you think would take care of this child? She was on all that government conspiracy stuff. And I had to come at her like that. I was like, you don't have the luxury of being on all this government conspiracy, Wuhan conspiracy. And I had one of my friends who's a doctor, graduated from the University of Miami, call her and put some sense in her. But I told her, you don't have to die of COVID. And when you do, think about your child, because I'm the only person left in the family, and I'll move heaven and earth for my nephew. But your child could end up in foster care if your ass croak as a result of COVID. So you might want to reconsider some of this conspiracy crap, because you don't have to die from this pandemic.
And before we move on to the next story, in closing, I like to say these same people who do not believe in science and doubting the doctors and think everything's a lie, when they catch it, they sure do run back to these same said doctors to get treatment. So it's a hot ass mess. All right, moving on. French Montana had something to say about fake jewelry. He claimed that Akon gave him a fake watch that wasn't iced out. So he took it to his personal jeweler to switch it out. His jeweler told him that Akon couldn't have possibly given him the watch because it was fake. French said that he reached out to Akon and told him the watch was fake. And Akon told him that he would find out what was going on. But French Montana never heard back from Akon. What are your thoughts on this story? And have you ever received fake jewelry from a significant other or friend? I have.
Oprah.
So I've never received fake jewelry, but I damn sure bought some. Okay. I got a very funny story about some fake jewelry really quickly. In high school, we had a flea market by my school, and we used to save our money. I worked at Target, save our little check, and put the jewelry on layaway with a Chinese lady named Miss Lee. When I graduated high school, moved to Atlanta, I was broke as hell one day, and I collected all my gold jewelry because I wasn't wearing it no more, and I took it to We Buy Gold on my lunch break. The lady told me to come back in 45 minutes. When I came back, I just knew that I was going to be able to get out of this bind so I could pay my rent, and that lady handed me all my jewelry back and told me none of it was real, and I was heartbroken because I remember being a little high school student pushing them buggies in Target parking lot in the hot ass sun for them $7.85 to buy that damn jewelry, and I don't mess around and got mad about this shit 25 years later. Nevertheless, you know, I think it's messed up, but everybody in hip hop be fronting. Soulja Boy don't got called out. Bow Wow don't got called out. And quite frankly, Barbara Walters said one time in an interview, somebody asked her, "Was her jewelry real?" And she said, "No, this is costume jewelry. Why would I spend all my money on that? People are gonna think it's real anyway." You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of costume jewelry, long as it's good costume jewelry. So,
I'll say this: when you're traveling around the country, what you don't want to do is take extremely expensive. Like, I'll take a couple travel pieces that are nice, but not too much. I have been given one. French probably should have dealt with Akon with that and maybe not blasted him publicly. That probably would have been the most boss move of it. But I have been given two. Did we say it was a Breitling or Breitling?
Breitling.
Oh, Breitling. Oprah? Okay, Breitling. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, what I do Oprah, without, what Ellen. I do without Oprah? two Breitlings. So someone gave me a couple Breitlings years and years ago, and that was the only person I was dating at the time. And I was like, wow, you know, and I had heard about them, and they were heavy as hell, about a pound a piece. Arm was, you know, almost shoulder workout caliber. I'm heavy. So one of the bands broke on one of them, and I went to the mall. I was like, hey, you know, I need to get this fixed. And my man lifted it up. He's like, this has to be the best knockoff Breitling I have ever seen. I was like, no, that's real. He's like, no, this is absolutely a knockoff, but it's an amazing knockoff. Okay. So clearly I stopped dating the person, but I'm not a big fan of, I'm not going to, you won't catch me now that I can actually afford to treat myself occasionally to a piece or two. If something's in my ear when I was younger, it might've been plastic. It might've been a cubic zirconia. Now it's an actual, if it's black, it's a black diamond. If it's white, it's a white diamond. If it's brown, it's a brown diamond. So, but I also don't travel with expensive jewelry just to be safe, because you don't want to do that.
Okay. I was given fake jewelry back when I was in college. I was dating a stockbroker in New York, and he gave me a diamond bracelet, a tennis bracelet. I was also driving a BMW of the year it was. And I was just like, I just knew it was real. I broke up with him. I went right to get it appraised because I was going to sell it because I was in college. And they said, well, the gold's real. Mm. And I felt so dumb. But then I looked at it. It came in one of them cardboard boxes with the cotton on the bottom. I didn't know about it. It wasn't in a velvet case.
Yeah, that's not red flag.
You didn't know no better. You was a young girl. You was clouded by the BMW and the stick shift. And, you know.
Before we go to break real quick, people in the comments are talking about me not being vaccinated. I'm not vaccinated yet. I had COVID. I was told I should wait a little while longer, and I also have a lot of allergies, but I'm still going to do it. I plan on doing it. I'm not an anti-vaxxer by any stretch of the imagination, and I'm not telling you what you should do. I am about to go get it. I put myself on a list, and it's going to happen very soon. So I'm not an anti-vaxxer. It's just, I was waiting the time I was told I should wait. You know, there's a lot of information out there. All right. I want to shout out to the chat. This is the first time in the live chat, over 2,000 people commenting in there. So I just want to say thank you to all the people that are tuning in. I'm sorry I didn't get what I was supposed to be given today for tonight's Halloween show. I was Geraldo Rivera. We're paying tribute to talk show hosts from the past, and I was Geraldo. The mustache was not cooperating with me, and I just kept it. I got sick and tired.
Your mustache was over here.
So if you go back and rewind the show, you see I was struggling. Q decided, Oprah decided just be Sally Jesse Raphael. And I don't know what this is right now. So I believe, is it time for a commercial break? We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more TGIF after the break. We're going to read some comments. So put your questions or comments in the chat and we'll read some of them. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF Halloween Struggle Costume Edition. Welcome to the show. And we are here. We have Christian Keats filling in for Al Reynolds tonight. Al is in LA getting his life. And we have Miss Funky Dineva is Miss Oprah Winfrey. I was Geraldo, but now I'm Sally Jesse Raphael, the drunk version. And Christian Keys, you got people in the comments talking about they want to be your robe for Halloween. And Erica says, Christian, you trying to be a stepdaddy?
Hey, listen, before it's over with, I'm going to get married. I've never been married, and I'm going to shoot the club up at least one more time, maybe twice. So, yeah, you never know. You never know. Well,
Halima says, my question for Christian is the robe going to come off during TGIF tonight? I'm just reading the comments.
I would need a...
Christian. We've been friends for a long time. We done been through it, okay? We've been friends for a long time. Don't you feel like our viewers... If you're going to come on the show and be eye candy, and you smart too, but you eye candy... Don't you think our viewers deserve a little something? Oh, this is Sally Jesse Raphael asking you. It's for the fans, it ain't for me.
At this point, first of all, I am executive eye candy. That part. And then secondly, you know, we letting it breathe a little bit, but there's nothing else under here. So I can't really take it off. I got the invite. I was honored to get the invite yesterday at the last minute. I didn't get a chance to get a costume. So I figured, hey, let me throw on an amazing robe, a comfy robe, and just be free. Just be commando under here and just let everything just sit where it sit. You know what I'm saying?
Doing a lot of talking to not answer the question, right? Right.
Yeah. Over. And over. Our show only films from waist up. I mean, you know.
See, y'all playing. What's the next topic, man?
The next topic is your robe. Oh, he only. Q, Sally. You like how that he has laughed me off and didn't answer?
Mm-hmm. Sally, yes, because I am the I'm the lord of the dance. I'm river dancing in this mug. Okay. What is the next topic?
Okay, next topic. All right, just weeks before the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, the judge in the murder case ruled that prosecutors can't refer to the people Rittenhouse kills, murdered, as victims, but they can be referred to as rioters or looters. Now, if you remember, Kyle Rittenhouse shot and killed two people who were protesting the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Does this shock you, or does it seem like Rittenhouse will not be punished for his crimes? Q, what do you think?
You know, I was reading the article, and when I first started reading it, I was like co-signing part of it, right? So there was part of it where the judge was saying if the defense and the evidence show that the people were rioting and looting, that they would be allowed to be called that. I was okay with that part. The part that I was not okay with was that they would not be, they would explicitly not be allowed to be called victims. And that's problematic for me. As a defense attorney, it is your job to paint the most horrific picture that you can of the other party for you to be able to get your client off. So I just find it a little baffling and systematically oppressive that you're able to paint the picture of these people being looters and rioters, because you understand that words have meaning and evoke emotional expressions out of people, but we can't harness that same energy in the other direction and call them victims. I think it's unfair.
Christian, and that part, and let me jump on in there. I agree. None of the people murdered by Kyle Rittenhouse were proven to have done any rioting. They were exercising their constitutional right to peacefully protest. Yes, they had signs that Black Lives Matter. Yes, they had signs about the protests that they were involved in, but you are not allowed to go murder somebody. You're 17. You shouldn't have a military style weapon in the first place. His mom should be an accessory to these murders. These are absolute victims. They did not commit crimes other than exercising a cause, a protest for something, for the killing of a Black man. That shouldn't have happened. So they should be able to call them victims. They shouldn't be able to call them protesters and looters if they aren't protesters and looters. And I hope they build the memorial Kyle Rittenhouse prison on top of his little punk ass. I hope he gets locked up with nothing but people who are aware of what he did, and he gets a hot 50 or 60 years. That being said, he's probably going to get 10 or 12, and they're going to let him skate like they usually do when they do what they do.
This is unbelievable. Actually, no, it's not unbelievable. It's believable. How they look out for their own. And yes, although Kyle Rittenhouse did not murder Black people, he murdered Black people. He murdered people that were there for a rally for a Black man. The fact that you can't call people who were murdered victims, and we're going to wait and see if they were in fact protesters or committing a crime. First of all, the little bastard did not know the background of these people when he murdered them.
Now, and he wasn't protecting his property, his business. They drove up into the state. His mom drove him up with a weapon he shouldn't have had. He killed people because, I feared for my life. You shouldn't have been there with a military-style weapon in the first place, you little bastard.
You were down there looking to get into some trouble, daring people. And the way that some of these right-wing, Proud Boy types of people are celebrating this man as he's some kind of hero is disgusting. I posted about this on my Twitter the other day, and they were going so hard. Well, he killed a pedophile, and he killed, you know what? Even if he did, is this 17-18-year-old kid, the judge, the jury, and the executioner? Is that where you are? You went down there with a gun, and you went down there to start some shit. And that's
what you shouldn't have had a gun. You should, if I steal a car and accidentally kill somebody, I should get vehicular manslaughter and auto theft, not just auto theft. Bottom line, he killed somebody. He started running. The second guy tackled him because they're like, hey, stop him. He just shot a guy down here. And then people were fearing for their safety, and they didn't know if he was going to kill somebody else. He tackled him. He shot him. He shot a third guy who lost his arm. He shouldn't have been there. He was involved in illegal shooting activities. He should get charged for all three. He should spend the rest of his damn life in prison.
Facts. Well, we're going to leave on a high note because this was a, you know, this was an interesting show. So because Halloween is around the corner, I want to play a game of trick or treat. I'll show you photos of famous horror movie monsters. And I want you to tell me which one you would trick or treat. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
We got like 1 minute to play this. All right.
Oprah first.
First up, we have Jigsaw and Candyman. Is it a trick or a treat?
A trick.
Christian, trick or treat? Does that mean if you're attracted to
him? I'm running from Candyman and whooping Jigsaw's ass.
Okay. We have Edward Scissorhands and Freddy Krueger. Which one, trick or treat?
I would treat Edward and trick Freddy.
Okay.
I would trick Freddy, get the hell on out of there, and I'd treat Edward Scissorhands to a quality ass whooping.
You know what? We have more, but we don't have any more time. Christian, I just want to say thank you for coming and filling in last minute for us. We appreciate you. I don't appreciate y'all not dropping the robe like the fans wanted. Oprah Winfrey, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Thank you so much. Make sure to follow Christian on all social media. We're gonna take off now. Stick around for the house that's coming up next, and we'll see you back here next Wednesday. Bye, Christian. Thank you so much. Bye, Q.
Hey, Christian. Bye, soulmate.
God, I'm so sick of this.